Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ashley Scow, and we're going to be talking about a pretty special event for the season. Good morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Ashley, you have a program through Aikens that's called Operation Be the Light. So
yes.
What does that mean?
So we had a manager meeting, and we were kind of talking about how thankful and blessed we've been not to have shut down with the pandemic this year, and how we've came out better than most, and how we could help out and give back to others since we have been more,
had a better turnout this year
than others.
Yes.
And, you know, we've kept our jobs, and that's huge. So we wanted to return the favor and be the light for somebody that has been in a dark time and, you know, hasn't been so lucky that we have been here at Aikens. So we decided, instead of doing a food drive or something like that — they have done that prior years, and we had the Scrooge contest here in town, and we didn't want to take away from that in any way. So we thought that, you know, the best way to help, with money being tight for a lot of families and neighbors, we could do something to help get presents under their tree and help them in different ways that they might be needing it.
Okay. Well, I guess, first of all, thanks for feeling good about the year and being so fortunate. That's kind of the way I feel. And so, as you say, so many people have had so many different challenges, and so it's great for us to feel good when we are lucky. So
yeah,
we know what your purpose is. You want to help families that really are needing some help with the, you know, keeping things a little cheerful, maybe a little normal, as kids have something under the tree to open those presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, whatever their tradition is. So what is it that people should do to participate?
So we have donation boxes. If you would like to purchase a gift or a toy, we also have some elderly that are on our list. We have some parents on our list, some that have been struggling with some health issues and things they could need. I have a list of items and wants from each. I have 20 nominations as of right now, and I have some people that have dropped off some money that aren't able to go shopping, and so we will go shopping for them based on our list and which family could use the most help. So each of our four stores, we have a store in Corning, Clarinda, Atlantic, and Creston, mm-hmm. and each four store has a donation box set up, and you can drop it off, call if you wanted to not come in. We'll definitely run out and grab it from you, and if you're wondering what to get or have questions, you're definitely able to give myself or anybody here at the store a call, and we can help guide you in the right direction, or maybe a more specific item if you're not sure what to get.
Okay, so you do have a list of families, as I understood you to say, their ages and some of the things they might need. So that's a good place to start. And do you want these things wrapped when they bring them in?
So we are going to wrap them just to kind of help sort the items based on the best for what each family needs. So I have a list of, you know, how many kiddos are in their household, their ages, and what their interests are, you know, shoe size if they need a new pair of shoes. I have all that kind of information, and then we will wrap and sort. And our plan is to have all the gifts delivered to these families before the 23rd at the latest. We had a family here in Atlantic call and adopt an entire family. So they shopped for one of our whole families for us and brought it in, and I've got it wrapped, and I think we'll be taking that sooner than later, just so it's one more family off the list that we've gotten taken care of and don't have to worry about. So,
and when you deliver those, and there's that tease then in the family going, oh, look at there, I wonder what's in those packages. So
yeah,
it just kind of adds to the
fun
too.
For the parents too, because they won't know what their little kiddo's getting.
Yes.
So add some of that Christmas magic.
You bet. So you have that list, but if somebody just wanted to drop something off, they can also do that in the donation box, and then you will assign, give it to the appropriate family. Is that right?
So the guys made a little chimney-looking box for me. That's right when you walk in the door, so you can't miss it by our Christmas tree. And as we get them, I've been starting to wrap them. I got a whole cartload here in my office. I've been starting to wrap, so it's been kind of fun to play Santa and just be a light for people that are, you know, not sure how they're gonna get Christmas gifts right. This year, and money's just tight. And so it's fun to be able to help out.
Is there time for someone to still nominate a family?
Yeah. So I have, each store has forms you can nominate in the store, and then everything is staying completely anonymous, so nobody will really know who was taking anything. It's completely anonymous, so, you know, we can help as many people as we can. Something we talked about, you know, sometimes you don't realize somebody is struggling, and that's not something they want to ask for help.
Right.
So, and then we have an online form also with a Google Doc. And I have the link for that I can get to you also. It's on our Facebook pages as well, and you can go on there without having to stop in and nominate.
Okay, I have something here in front of me that's forms.gle/K6. That's the correct form? Okay, because we can put that then on our Backyard and Beyond page so people can see it there too.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yep, so they can apply, nominate somebody on there, or each store does have forms in person if they would like to do it that way also.
Okay, so you've tried to make it, it sounds like to me, Ashley, very easy for people to participate in whatever way they would like to do that. Just actual gifts, but checking in for a family, that is helpful. Or if not, just put something in the box, or still nominate a family. Cash, that's always a good gift, right? And then do you get to go shop? Are you the shopper?
Shopping and you know, our owner, Alan Fishbein, is also going to let me spend some and help in different ways. We talked about, you know, if the family's in need of groceries, we would get, you know, a gift card to Hy-Vee, or do things like that to help from us at Aikens as well. So I'm excited, and I think he's really excited, and I'm thankful for him to help me and run with this and, you know, do as much good as we can.
Good. So. We're visiting with Ashley Scow about the Operation Be the Light through Aikens. And Ashley, how did you get involved with Aikens? Kind of what's a bit of your background?
Sure. So I was born and raised here in Atlantic. I graduated from high school here in Atlantic. I went on to Buena Vista University and got my bachelor's in accounting and business administration. So I have a little family. We own a house here. So it was nice. This job came available right when I just had graduated, and it was like it was meant to be, to use my background in accounting, and I do some of the marketing and bookkeeping and HR and all that kind of stuff here. And it's only a couple miles from my house, so that's been a blessing to work here in the hometown and not have to drive to the city. And everybody here is like a family, so it's been a really good fit.
So, Ashley, this may not be a fair question, but I'm thinking, what is there something in your store in Aikens that people wouldn't expect to find? I mean, I'm going to go there for paint and nails and so on. Is there something in the store that you'd say, well, we have this here and people may not know it?
Oh, gosh, we have so much things. It's almost, you can walk down any aisle and be like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even pinpoint something.
Okay, well...
That's a hard question.
yeah, sorry.
I mean, we literally have almost everything you need, you know, basement to roof for a home or anything like that. So, and if we don't have it, we can usually order it. So,
so check in, huh?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, anything you can think of, usually the guys are able to get a hold of it, which is kind of amazing to me because they're usually pretty good. People will come in with some oddball questions or things we've never heard of, and they're usually good about finding it and help you get you in the right direction. But
Okay, well, Ashley, we want to remind folks that they can still participate in the Operation Be the Light through Aikens by checking in with you or going online to see what might be needed or to make a nomination. So we want to thank you very much, Ashley Scow, for your work on this program for Aikens and all of you who are working on the program. Until next time, here's a thought. Sharing is caring.